Welcome to Rise and Shine with Sid Ahmed. I'm your host, Sid. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you like this content, make sure you share it with someone you care about at the end of this episode. With that being said, let's go ahead and get started. Hey, Vanakkam, good evening. What we are going to talk about today is about sound bites. Sound bites, a lot of people talk to us about what you are good at, and they're giving this to you as a feedback. But generally what we do is we don't hear actually what they are talking about us, or you just don't take a note of it. So those are missed opportunities. You could be a student, you could be a housewife, you could be a homemaker, you could be an entrepreneur, you could be a college student, but we generally tend to miss out that particular soundbite. Those are golden opportunities or golden nuggets which we fail to pick up. What happens actually? And what do I mean by soundbites? Soundbites, it is your areas of strength and areas of weakness, areas of advantages and areas of disadvantages. What happens is, growing up as a kid, I still remember, okay? College school cricket adrappa vandu, the entire team is playing right-handed. I'm the only guy who was actually playing left-handed. But I started playing cricket as a left-hander, and that came naturally to me. And a lot of people said, how are you playing with left hand and you're so good at it? Somebody came and told me, no, you should be playing with the right hand. You should practice on playing right hand. But I never did that. I continued to play. Back in the day, there were not. Ippo in the Indian cricket team, you see a lot of left hand players. A lot of people play left handers. But back in the day, there was only very, very few left handers. I remember in our school, who were playing left handed. What I did was I continued to play left handed. Cricket. Similarly, a lot of people came up to me and said, hey, that you're good at sales. You're good at communication. You're good at sales. You should pursue a career in sales. So those are my advantages. What was my biggest disadvantage? I was not good in math. Tuition poi, adu poi, idu poi, come what may, math was not coming to me. In the sense like, it was not a natural thing. Adhe mari, in a work setting, I have seen, for example, there are a couple of folks in my team whom I will go and say, how do you do this so easily? How are you executing such tough engagements? Strategy, eppadi ivlo easy ah execute pandringa? Or design onnu pandranga nu vechukongala, marketing team la, I'll go and tell him, hey, how do you come up with that design? That comes naturally to that individual. I want you to focus on what is your area of advantages, which is, what is your strength? Just double down. Double down na enna na, ungaloda effort vandu evlo, ipo for example, neenga vandu 12th standard padichirukinga or college la padichirukinga, instead of putting the extraordinary effort in a subject what you are weak in, put the extraordinary, double your effort in the subject what you're strong in. Similarly, in a work setting, when somebody comes and tells you, or when you're doing a particular work and you have an interest, you're working in a corporate job, you are in sales, you think marketing is where your strength is and you can do well, you should definitely look for an opportunity. Go talk to your manager, approach your organization, instead of looking outside. Talk to your team and tell them, hey, I'm looking for a job in marketing, and this is what my capabilities are. And you should take a switch into that department, because that is your area of strength. Bottom line, what you should think about is, when the sound bites happen, when people come and tell you, hey, you are good in marketing, you are good in sales, you are good in accounting, you are good in finance, listen to those sound bites, take a note of it, and see what other things, what you can do to improve on those abilities. Focus on your strengths and do better in those areas. That is what is a soundbite, and that is what is area of strength. Focus on your area of strength rather than focusing on your area of weakness. Each and every one of you who is watching this, you are born with a particular skill and a particular talent. And I want you to keep your eyes and ears open, especially ears open, because you will hear sound bites from people around you who are showing and who are telling you, this is your area of strength. இதுதான் உங்களோட area of strength னு நிறைய பேர் சொல்லுவாங்க. அவங்களுக்கு சொல்ல தெரியாது, இப்படின்னு சொல்லுவாங்க. நீங்க வந்து எப்படி இவ்வளவு அழகா சூப்பரா பண்றீங்க அப்படின்னு சொல்லி. That is your area of strength. You are special. You are unique. You are destined for greatness. You are going to do super well. For watching this video, I'm forever grateful. Go ahead, like and share. Thanks.
I'm so grateful to you for listening and spreading the word and telling a friend, saying, hey, you should listen to this episode of Rise and Shine with Sid Ahmed. And hopefully you leave a review and rate the show 5 stars so I can continue doing what I love the most, which is speaking to you every day.